Commentator Daniel Pinkwater has been thinking back to an incident from his college days. It wasn't one of his finer moments.
We had a bully in our dorm. He was an upperclassman, very bright at math, and bestial in his habits. He was often drunk, kept his room in a horrible state of filth, and would do things like kick open doors to people's rooms while they were sleeping, sit on their legs while they lay in bed, flicking cigarette ashes on the rug, and holding forth about his sex life, which one could only hope was imaginary. And he made a lot of noise. When frustrated, he was quick to punch, kick, bite, and scratch. A bunch of us freshmen were cowering in one of the rooms discussing this monster. It happened to be the room of a kid named Melvin, whose father was a pharmacist, and who had lots of chemicals, things like four-way cold tablets and vitamin pills, but also more exotic things. We were entertaining ourselves by spinning a fantasy about drugging the bully and then getting revenge on him by depositing him naked in the dean's office and other such plans. The son of the pharmacist said he had chloral hydrate, a drug bartenders would subtly administer to obstreperous customers, known as slipping them a Mickey or a Mickey Finn. This would cause the recipients to fall into a deep slumber. At that very moment, the door was kicked open, and there stood the monster. "I have a terrible cold," he said. "Can you fix me up with something?" Melvin fixed him up. He gave him a super-strength aspirin, a four-way, a multivitamin, an antacid, and a lovely green capsule, and had him wash it all down with a glass of whiskey. Soon, Big John, the bully, was on the bed, snoring like a hog. A few tentative pokes satisfied us that he was unwakeable. We were tickled. While he slumbered and snorted, we elaborated on our plans to humiliate him. In addition to stripping him naked and placing him somewhere, we discussed painting him pink, shaving off half his beard, tying him to a tree in the woods. In the end, we did nothing. Knocking him out was good enough, and the conversation about what we could now do to him was hilarious. We wound up carrying him to a stinking room and stuffing him under the bed. The thing that never occurred to me at the time, nor I suppose to any of us, was that we had put him in mortal danger. We didn't know what the chloral hydrate might do to him, specially combined with a big glass of whiskey. No doubt he was already processing a fair amount of booze before we gave him the treatment. He could have died. He could have choked on his own vomit or swallowed his tongue. We never thought about any of that. We were adolescents, and our brains hadn't finished developing. We were without supervision or guidance. We were clueless. Big John woke up many hours later in a fantastic mood. He said his cold was gone and he was feeling frisky. He was particularly loud, obnoxious, and destructive. And the rest of us had moved on to other acts of idiocy.
Daniel Pinkwater writes children's books and lives in New York's Hudson River Valley.